Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Lisa Onstott, Server Platform Marketing Director with Dell. Welcome, Lisa.
Good afternoon.
So, Lisa, you've been on Chip Chat before talking about Dell platform delivery, and we're back to do it again. Will you remind the audience what your role is at Dell?
Absolutely. I'm a platform marketing director in our server marketing group. So I oversee the launch and implementation of new technologies in our server roadmap, and our latest is around Intel's newest processors that we leveraged in our PowerEdge R920.
All right. And you know, today's topic is really about how the enterprise is employing our scale-up solutions to their environments. We just launched the Xeon E7 series of processors, and you guys came out with an exciting system. So why don't we start with just that? You know, enterprises are using systems in a lot of different ways. Where do you see this platform fitting in terms of the types of capabilities that enterprises are looking for?
Customers are really focusing on improving overall reliability and improving the speed at which customers can access data that comes from a multitude of sources. So what we've seen over the recent years is they've changed from having data perhaps spread out throughout the database to places like their phones, tablets. People can work from anywhere today, and that puts a new critical point in the hands of the data administrator in that, how do you keep track of all that data and how do you access it when it can be in so many different types of places and do so quickly? So that's where the E7 processor really comes into play with the R920, in that with its 60 cores of processing power, that helps businesses consolidate that information into one system. In our case, it's the R920, where it can be accessed much quicker than ever before, and you can do so without having to reach out to so many different places. We can now trust in mission-critical applications where you've got to access that data quickly. You've got to be able to make decisions on it, and people expect to be able to do all of that at the touch of their tablet or their phone.
So you talked about 60 cores of processing performance. You've got 96 DIMM slots on this platform and are implementing 8 NVMe Express flash drives. Extremely fast access to data. You know, with 96 DIMM slots, you have an amazing ability for memory capacity in this system. What types of applications are you seeing as the primary targets here?
So primarily CRM applications, OLAP transaction processing applications as well, anything where data analytics is critical. Case in point, we just recently published a new benchmark on Microsoft Dynamics CRM performance benchmark, and actually came out with a new world record benchmark. It supported over 150,000 users, and we pushed transactions at it once every 6 minutes, and it actually improved performance by over 71%.
Wow.
We were pretty happy with that kind of result, and we're expecting nearly the same type of performance improvement in SAP. We're feeling very comfortable with customers being able to support a large number of users as well as high workloads. They will use all that memory to push databases into that memory availability space. Plus, on the back end, you can use the Express Flash drives for ultra-fast access to data that you might have formerly used in a SAN situation. Now being resident in that server, you can put up to 8 of those drives in this server so that you can access it very, very quickly, and that reduces downtime.
Can you tell me what the process is that the Dell engineers go through in delivering a solution like this?
Well, it starts out several years in advance. We work extensively with our customer base, not only our internal customer base. We go out to the market and interview not only customers but industry analysts. We also will take research that's both prepared and those that we conduct on our own independently, and ask what is really changing the way that they are using data, what kinds of things would they like to see out of our platform. And then we analyze all of that data and begin to lay out the footprint for the platform. And with this one, our target was to do something unique and different in that reducing latency was really key for us, as well as we wanted to provide a system that had a combination of everything in it. We were hearing that people wanted memory, they wanted storage capacity, and they, of course, needed the processing cores in order to make everything talk to each other and turn around answers for customers very, very quickly.
Can you tell me a little bit about what early customer response has been?
Yeah, they have a common term for it. Wow, it's a beast. It kind of makes us grin internally. It is, in terms of just how much memory it has and the storage footprint.
So Lisa, tell me about where folks can find more information about the platform if they'd like to take a look at it or evaluate it.
Dell.com. And if you preview the PowerEdge portfolio, you can find it listed as the PowerEdge R920.
Well, thank you so much for being on Chip Chat. It's a pleasure to talk to you, as always. And congratulations on the new launch. What a wonderful product offering for the data center.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit Chip Chat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.